Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning and happy Friday. I am Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition, a very special edition today. A guest, Blessing Yemi Mobolati. And you and I have been in parallel running track paths because of our, you know, the work that we do, the networking that we do, and we're just meeting now, and you've been in the Springs, you've been involved with the Chamber, you are an entrepreneur here, you're now working with the City of Colorado Springs, by and large in the economic development space, supporting business and encouraging commerce here in the region. Yemi, welcome to KRDO.
Thank you.
It's going to be a real privilege to introduce you to the community today. I know lots and lots of people already know you.
Very kind of you to say.
Well, more people to get to know you. So you have a very interesting path from where you were a few years ago to what you're doing now. You want to talk about yourself a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me, Ted. It's a joy to be here, and I appreciate the storytelling you guys do here. It's really, really super important.
Thank you.
I feel like what's most important about who I am is why I am. And I love this city. Probably a little bit of a dork for my love for this city. I love this city for what it is and what it could become. And so I'm committed to its advance and its flourishing. So a big part of my work is in economic development. I also dabble in community development and other areas, but I like to think of myself as a serial collaborator. You mentioned being an entrepreneur. Some people talk about being a serial entrepreneur. I'm truly a serial collaborator. I collect people, and I like to gather people around initiatives that I believe will have a great impact in our community. And my work at the City of Colorado Springs and the products and programs that we have really stems out of the impact me and a group of about 15 of us feel like would make a true difference for the business community.
How long have we had you here in the Springs?
Not long enough. Just over 9 years.
We got you from Nigeria.
Yeah, I 23 years ago, 23 and a half years ago, I came into this incredible country. I was 17. I came in as an international student. I went to school in the Midwest. I went to a small liberal arts college called Bethel College, now Bethel University. I'm just down the street, 2 miles from Notre Dame University, which most people know that college. I came in unsure of myself. I came in timid. I developed and grew a lot in college. I fell in love with my community, fell in love with this country, and I was fortunate for the opportunity to stay. As an immigrant, trying to enter the workforce, is as you can imagine, is rather difficult because you need all the right immigration status and paperwork. I've always been fortunate to have, whether it's luck, or I don't know what you call it. I think it's a higher power. It's the universe. The people around me have always been kind to me and given me opportunity to shine. I'm a product of people's investment. I'm a product of great mentors, both in a professional sense and also in the everyday life sense. And I was fortunate to have employers who saw something in me and were willing to give me a chance and process my immigration paperwork for me to remain in this great country. So I actually started out in the manufacturing realm. That was my first career out of college. I worked manufacturing for about 5 years in the great old Midwest. South Elkhart, Goshen, South Bend, Indiana, that, you know, RV manufacturing. In fact, that's the RV capital of the world. And that's where I started out. And years later, I'm in Colorado Springs and as an entrepreneur and taking my first run in local government as well.
So it was going into business that drew you here to the Springs?
Actually, what I would say, the Springs chose me. I did not initially choose the Springs. I wasn't trying to move to the Springs. I actually also have a background in church ministry. Mm-hmm. So after I left the business world, I did church ministry for a while, and that journey to Colorado Springs was initially to plant a church, which I did. So that was my first entrepreneurial journey. I was in a crisis in life. I was 30 at the time, and trying to decide, do I go back in the business world or do I remain in church ministry, which I had done. Excuse me. But a big thing I was trying to figure out at the time was, I feel like I'm called to not just complain about the way the world is not, but be a part of the solution. That was a pivotal moment in my life that I made that leap into, okay, I'm going to try to create the change that I want to see. And that got me into, that's how I moved into Colorado Springs initially, to plant a church with my co-pastor. And our church was very intent on impacting the city. How does faith translate into action? From there, I'm already an entrepreneur, so I dove into the business side of things.
All right. So you are partners in a business. You have also been a big part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, sir.
You're now on the city side of things. We're going to talk about all of that when we come back.
And okay.
Then want to talk a good bit about what the office that you are in now does and the services and support for business that you offer.
I would love to chat about that.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. You are listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. My guest today, Blessing Yemi Mobilati, Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Yeah, welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson, hosting this morning. My guest, Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs, Blessing Yemi Mobilati, from Nigeria at the age of 17. Into the manufacturing space and sort of the Rust Belt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then from there to Colorado to plant a church. Mm-hmm. From there into entrepreneurship, into business.
Yes.
From there into the Chamber of Commerce. Let's take it from there, and then let's wind that up with where you are now, and let's talk about what you're doing now and what you're doing for business.
Yeah, absolutely. I stumbled upon the world of economic development, truth be told. I don't think I knew exactly what that meant or what that was. I met my business partner, Russ Ware, who manages and operates both businesses, the Wild Goose Meeting House and Good Neighbors Meeting House. My role and emphasis, my primary work, is in really macro level problem solving and economic development space, and now working for the City of Colorado Springs, which I love. But when Russ and I started the Wild Goose, I always had a macro level brain imagination. I can't figure out the exact word. So I do things on the micro with the hope that we would help the macro. So when we did the Wild Goose, the whole purpose was we were trying to create the type of place that we would go to. You know, we were new to the city. We were ignorant of some of the recession, the impact of a recession in this community. And we just saw an opportunity. You know, we didn't want to leave our city, go all the way to Boulder and enjoy cool cafes and restaurants and things like that my wife and I enjoyed. We were also trying to solve the problem of, a lot of young people are leaving this community. How can we get them to stay? The Wild Goose was born. Now, we created the Wild Goose and began to teach others. You know, they're beginning to work with other business people around how do you create a business plan? How do you get your business started? Who do you talk to? And so we were always helping in the business development space. I even helped a couple of neighboring businesses find investment for their business. And so we just wanted to see business thrive. Ours was successful. We wanted to help others. And that's how I stumbled upon economic development. A friend said, you realize what you're doing is economic development. It's like, what is that? And through that, I find my way working at the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Corporation. A short form is Chamber and EDC. Great organizations, great folks trying to move the economic development needle in this community. My role there was a vice president of business retention and expansion. Think of economic development as a three-legged stool. The one leg is the attraction project. What new companies that we bring into Colorado Springs? The second leg is the retention and expansion. How do we get existing businesses to stay and grow? because we know if there's no growth, that means death. And we also know that they're being courted by other cities, so we got to care for them. And the third leg is the marketing piece. How do we market our region as a really great place to start your business and live, work, and play? So I was the second leg, and I love that job, to meet with so many business executives and leaders who are moving this community. I mean, their businesses really keep this community going and moving. And so to brainstorm, to provide them tools and resources, really to help them stay and grow. So that was my work at the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Loved the job there. I had a number of projects that I was working on that was aimed at how do we solve some of the challenges that businesses were facing. And one of them was, you know, in the realm of small business. I'm a small business person myself. I experienced my own challenges as a small business owner. How can we help current and future small business owners who are also experiencing their own challenges? So I worked with, at the time, working with the mayor's chief of staff with the city, but working with my chamber team. The mayor's chief of staff, Jeff Green, reached out and said, we have an opportunity to fix some of our small business challenges. And so that began this work that has led to now my work at the city. I will tell you this much. We have an ambitious goal to make Colorado Springs the most small business friendly city in the U.S. That's our big, hairy, audacious goal. And I believe it can be accomplished.
And there are lots of different ways that that's measured, of course. It could be everything from the cost of doing business in this city.
Absolutely.
Regulatory burdens.
Bingo.
You know, things that have an impact, taxation, you know, the level of taxation, how easy is it to work your way through the different departments to be able to get yourself up and running? How supportive are the agencies and organizations here that help that? Again, a lot of different ways to measure that. So if you are, can you kind of describe where you are in that process now?
Yeah.
And where you want to be?
No, I do. I do like what you just said with how do you measure that, and that's exactly what we're pursuing. I would say that what we're pursuing, and taking an honest look at is the regulatory side, mm-hmm. and how supportive the agencies are. And as an outsider, now an insider, and I mean in the government side of things, I can with confidence say, this is to the business community listening. Your government agencies truly want to support. They want to help. They would own that they're not always good at having the right programs in place to do that, but they have the desire to help, and we're working actively and studiously to support. So, yes, we want to be the most small business-friendly city in the U.S. What exactly does that look like? I want to tell you about a group of about 15 people that meet on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. This is called the Colorado Springs for Small Business Advancement, also known as COSBA.
Let's hold the thought right there, Yemi, because unfortunately we've got to go to a break.
Okay.
And that happens sometimes when
breaks
we're working
are important.
Against the clock. So what we're going to get at the bottom of the hour is a news update. Right after that, traffic and weather as always. We'll be back in just a few minutes. My guest today, Mr. Blessing Yemi Mobilati, Small Business Development Administrator, with a story about 15 very special people when we come back. And happy Friday. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. My guest today, Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs, Blessing Yemi Mobilati. Quite a story. And so from the age of 17, from Nigeria to the United States, to college, to the Rust Belt, to work in manufacturing, from there to plant a church in the Springs, from there to business ownership, from there to you find your way into economic development, and that's your DNA. You found the thing that feeds your soul, Yemi, and there's a lot of things that reach out and extend from that. So you are able to have a very good impact on the community, on business, on the economy, on commerce, and that obviously the thing that's what gets you up every day and gets you going.
Absolutely.
It's not easy work. And so here you are now at the City of Colorado Springs as their Small Business Development Administrator. We want to talk about the programs and resources that you offer. But you started to share before we went into the break about 15 very important people in your life.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They are very important in my life. And these 15 are made up of every major agency. So folks from every major agency that touches small business. So we're a regional building, planning and development, city clerk, fire marshal, Colorado Springs Utilities. Every major agency that touches the small business development process, as well as business service organizations like BBB, mm-hmm. Chamber and EDC, SBDC, and other folks like an entrepreneur, general contractor. So you get the idea, and hopefully getting a picture of the people around the table coming together who are embracing this mission to make Colorado Springs the most small business friendly city in the U.S., working on your behalf, talking on a regular basis. We have improved communication across the board. We have an engaged group of people that talk on a regular basis, know each other, and are helping to solve some of your problems, the small business challenges. And so that group has got together about a year and a half ago and said, okay, what do we need to do? How can we, let's take an honest look at the areas that we need to grow in. And like we mentioned earlier, how can we improve things on the regulatory side? It's important to know that in the mayor's strategic plan, excelling in city services is one of the four major buckets of the mayor's strategic plan for the city of Colorado Springs. And that's exactly what this group is trying to do, not just from the city side, but even from the non-city enterprises like Colorado Springs Utilities, regional building, the enterprises, the government enterprises in our city. We're all trying to improve our services to the business citizen. So we're taking a hard look at the areas that we're struggling in and how we need to improve and grow. We're taking a hard look at improving our customer service. We're also coming up with products and programs to help small businesses.
So these 15 people represent 15 agencies.
No, six of them represent, about six or seven of them represent agencies. Mm-hmm. The others are made up of business service organizations
sure.
like
yeah.
SBDC and BBB. Right. And so the county is also around the table.
Jonathan Liebert at the BBB. Eichemar Coulier at the SBDC.
Exactly.
Roger Lovell from the Regional Building Department.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Dirk Draper from
the Chamber and EDC.
From the Chamber and EDC, yeah. Folks like that are around this table of yours.
Yes, sir.
And those are the folks that are feeding into what's happening at the office that you occupy at the city.
Absolutely, yes.
Small business development.
Absolutely.
So they are serving as advisors, but the back and forth is all about making life better and easier
yes.
for business.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. They are serving as advisor and really helping to shape my work. So it's a city job that is shaped by so many people. In fact, my job came out of this group.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't at the city when this mission started. I was actually at the Chamber and EDC. So the Chamber and EDC has been an instrumental part of the formation of this group. So one of the actually recommendations this group made to the city of Colorado Springs is to have a small business development point person that would be the first point of contact, that would also serve to be the person small businesses can reach out to when they're stuck in the business development process. You know, there's an issue with Colorado Springs Utilities. There's an issue in the mm-hmm. planning and zoning side. This person will help unstuck them and help move them along. And this person would also be pursuing new technologies that government should explore to improve things. And so the group came up with this. Keep in mind, I was at the Chamber and EDC mm-hmm. when this work started. And the city responded and said, yes, we need that role. The job posting went live. Mm-hmm. I was encouraged to pursue it among other people that pursued it. I was given the job.
Here
I am doing it. And so an opportunity to continue to work that was started.
We're going to go to a break in about 3 minutes. Let's use that time to talk about the programs and
yeah.
things that are an outgrowth of these discussions with the broader group. We can sort of outline that.
Programs-wise, it's important to know that you have a roadmap. available, and I'm actually looking at it right now. I wish you could see it, but Ted can. So think about when malls were a thing. I think malls are still a thing, but you know those maps that you see in a mall that you're trying to figure out to get from where you are to where you mm-hmm. need to be. And for me, it's getting from the entrance, and I want to get to Macy's because I like Macy's, and I still like Macy's. And so you're able to see where you're at and able to get a sense of where you need to be. And that's what we've more or less created. We've created a roadmap, a business roadmap that is customized to doing business in this city. It's not a general roadmap you find on Google. I love Google. Google has lots of information, but this has been customized to doing business in Colorado Springs. So it starts from step one when you're doing your research and your business plan, and it ends at step seven when you're operating. So in each one of these steps, we tell you, in each one of these categories, we tell you what the specific steps are under each. We tell you who your contractors, the contractors that you need to be talking to at that stage of the game. And we also give you helpful resources, the agencies that you will, that you should be talking to. And so it's a step-by-step guide, helpful resources along the way, and guides you again from your idea to your grand opening. That roadmap you can also find on a website called cosopenforbiz.com. cosopenforbiz.com. Hopefully you know that COS is the nickname Colorado Springs has. It's an emerging nickname that we have. It's a website that's supposed to be your one-stop shop where you can find all the information you need concerning your small business development process.
All right, Yemi. Very, very nicely stated. We're going to get into a little bit more detail on all of this when we come back from this break. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. My guest this morning, Blessing Yemi Mobilati, Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs. We'll be right back. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. My guest today, Yemi Mobilati, Blessing Yemi Mobilati, to be more precise, Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs. Have enjoyed talking to you about your journey from Nigeria to where you are
Thanks
now.
Thanks for letting me tell my story.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
And it just feeds into a really solid understanding of your passion, your background, why you're here doing what you're doing. You're describing a new business roadmap, and that is an outgrowth. This program is an outgrowth of all of these people that you've gathered around from various agencies, business support groups, government offices, from the regional building department to the SBDC to the chamber and things like that. Yemi, we're going to plan more visits along these lines. I'm looking forward to that. There's lots more to discuss here. Let's kind of put a fine point on this piece of this, because there are so many more things that you have going, so many other tracks of development. All of it is about making Colorado Springs business friendly.
Yes.
And when you make a place business friendly, you attract more business. When you attract more business, more dollars churn right here locally in the community. Small businesses leave their, generally spend their money here.
Yeah.
Those dollars turn over about five times in the community before they leave.
Yeah.
Right? Bigger businesses are wonderful to have. They're huge employers. That's the upside. That's the benefit. Their dollars tend to leave the community a little bit more quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing given everybody that they employ.
Yes.
Whose dollars stay here. So it's all good. It's all good.
Absolutely.
This is about small business.
Yeah. And in a future program, I would like to have a conversation about even what is small business and dive into a little bit about that. But you're right. Small business, this is a common phrase, it is the backbone of the economy. And it's not just a cliche phrase. It is true. And if it is the backbone of the economy, we sure better be taking care of our spine and making sure the spine is healthy and it's cared for if it is a backbone. And that's exactly what this work is about.
Yeah. So you've laid a roadmap out, and it will offer an opportunity for a person to do everything from the planning stage, and you're offering assistance.
Yes.
And you're a navigator of sorts. You're an advocate of sorts.
Yes.
So if there's on that road to from idea to market.
Yes.
Right? There will be bumps. And part of your job Yemi, is to get people through that, to unclog things, to make them work better. So you will advocate for a business. You'll go help solve problems. You can broker contact with the utilities and talk about what's the usage here and how can we make the impact fair for the business owner so that they can thrive.
I just realized I like hearing you describe what I do. I'm learning from you even better language about what I'm doing. So yeah, thank you for describing it so well, Ted.
We live inside of our individual roles sometimes, and sometimes somebody from the outside is a little helpful.
It's good. It's really good.
So from planning to location to construction to operation, those are the basic components of this roadmap. The roadmap is accessible where again?
COSopenforbiz.com.
And the encouragement there is that if you are a person who wants to start a business in the Springs, you could have gotten here yesterday or been here since who knows how long, for years and decades. But this resource exists, and Yemi, you're here not only to share that this resource exists, but to help people understand it and show them what you do for them. It's all about making that journey from the idea to the cash register ringing as short as possible, as painless as possible. And get to profitability as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
It's all about sustainability in business because that makes for a solid underpinning in our economy. It also diversifies revenue streams for a region like ours as well. We're very dependent on the military economy. We all know that.
Yes.
What you're doing is helping a very important sector of our economy grow. And that makes us able to take an economic hit a lot better when we have good, sound, solid businesses going and growing, and we're not dependent on one single sector of the economy.
Amen to that. That sounds like another session that we can talk about. No, it's true. It's again, we're caring for the spine.
Yeah,
it's the backbone of our economy, and we want to see that grow, continue to grow. I got to tell you that I've been there myself. I've had failures. I've had successes. And we business people, and you've been there, Ted, we business people don't know what we don't know, especially when you're doing it for the first time. It's brand new. You're trying to take an idea from your home, a garage, a basement into a commercial space. And there's a world of code and regulations and things that you just are unaware of. And all you want to do is make a product or offer service, and why is it so hard? And that is a great question. Why is it so hard? We don't want it to be so hard, especially for the new person. So that is the work of what we're doing with the roadmap with COS Open for Biz. We call the COS Open for Biz, and this is the marketing genius of the Chamber and EDC, and a lot of credit goes to the partnership and collaboration, and they're the ones that host this site. Because COS Open for Biz, so we're making this big statement that Colorado Springs is open for business. You know, I remember when the Wild Goose first opened and we turn on that open sign and people start to walk in, the feeling is great. We're taking that concept from a micro level to a macro level and saying we're open for business. And to be open for business means you have to have all your stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Your cash register has to be ready. Your people have to be trained. Your customer service has to be up to speed, up to par. And that's what we're trying to do from the city level. And we're starting with improving our government services, improving our customer services from the government side, and trying to excel in city services.
Yemi, I think you're doing a brilliant job, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. My very special guest today, Blessing Yemi Mobilati, Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs. We'll have you back not too long from now at all. Thank you, Blessing.
Thank you for having me, Ted.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.